Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report, and we of course have Jim Cole here from Sonic Life, the amazing exercise machine and epigenetic frequency treatment machine, and CBD hemp oil. Jim, tell us the latest.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Bill?
Excellent, excellent. Now, I'm impressed. One of the things that I think is the most exercise important machine for anybody, whether you're a pro athlete or a senior citizen, is the Sonic Life. It restores proprioception, bone strength, stimulates all your muscles, stimulates your lymphatics. Even if you've had cancer, it'll help to pump your lymphatics. And the CBD hemp nanotech oil is the best of the oils, better than marijuana products, better than any other hemp oil product from any other company, because it's a nanotech liposomal delivery system, which gets it in your bloodstream in 7 seconds to stop stress, cancer, and immune imbalance and chronic pain syndromes. It's amazing, both topically and internally. Tell us the latest about the Sonic Life machine and why it's so good. And I think you're going to come down and visit me, because I have one of the professional machines, and I'm making a lot of progress on the Sonic Life and the epigenetic frequency therapies. And it's just simply amazing, isn't it? Just even exercise and the Qigong frequencies.
Oh yeah, no, and I've seen profound changes in everybody. When I had these machines in my gym, there was hardcore athletes and there were a lot of senior citizens. And as we get older, we just get older and slower. And a lot of people are sitting down all day. They're sitting down a lot. This really moves the juice. It moves lymphatic fluid. It creates a higher voltage zeta potential of the cell. I mean, everything starts working better once they start using the machine. And even if they're not using a lot of the plug-in frequencies and the phone apps and different things, just getting your fluid moving and exercising. And the first thing, a doctor is going to tell someone, whether they're 60 or 70 or 80, is you need to start an exercise program. And there's no type of exercise that is more passive than just standing on this plate and letting it do the work.
Or even sitting on it. You can even sit or lay on it if you have the larger machine, like I have the larger platform, because the professional was just a bigger platform with two woofers rather than one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course you have the Qigong frequencies, which you have, but then we have the epigenetic frequency, so if you go through a consult, I can tell by blood tests or quantum testing like Metapathia Hunter scan, or QRS, or the new biophilia scan, I can tell from the blood test what minerals and amino acids are related to specific structural proteins and enzyme deficiencies, and we can correct it epigenetically, along with the building blocks, which we have now with red deer velvet DR and the cofactors like oncomycin, that is ergothionine. So in other words, we can provide the building blocks and the signal to heal your tissues, and it's available right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, it's been an amazing device. We probably sold, since I've been doing this, probably about 2,000 of these machines, and we have never ever had a return. Everybody loves them. Everybody
right.
loves them. And when they travel, some people that have multiple houses, they they'd go on vacation or whatever, they missed their machine, and they would have a second machine at their vacation house or their summer house or whatever.
That's clever.
Then pretty cool. No, it's quite a life changer. Quite a life changer for
a lot of people. Yeah, we have a lot of people getting interested in it. And, of course, it's the best way to deliver the epigenetic frequencies. You literally can take your MP3 frequencies they give you, put it from your iPhone or iPad directly, and run it through a little mini amp, which I can tell you where to buy them. You just run directly that frequency into your sonic life machine. You can actually hear the sound, or if you plug in an earphone set, like our less EMF, you know, low ELF setting, you can actually hear the song of DNA being talked to your genes. That's amazing, isn't it?
Right. Oh, it is. It is.
No, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get a phone app set up, so I'll be able to bioconvert music and different musical spectrum directly to this new keyboard and new frequency spectrum notes. So just like the 432 app that you can buy at, say, Apple, where I'm working on a Song of DNA app. So sometime in the next, say, 6 months or so, I hope to have an app that you can actually, you know, once you know which frequencies and which notes and minerals and amino acids are going to heal, you can actually convert music directly to this musical scale.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. No, and by the way, all life forms are on the scale, whether it's a human or animal or plant. They're all on the same scale of scalar frequencies, which is neat. In other words, you're going to make a healthier animal or a healthier plant by stimulating the DNA with the right signal. It also shows that signal blocking with electropollution is very bad. It actually does gene silencing, like Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, and cell phones, which is part of why we have colony collapse disorder of bees now, because of gene silencing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, the other thing I want to talk about is the hemp oil. I love this stuff. I got a bottle usually near in my bedroom and one on my desk, and it works. This calms you down quicker than anything I know on earth. Pump, pump. I just did a quick pump there. And if you and the hemp oil works very, very quickly. 7 seconds, it'll calm you down. It is for pain relief. You can apply it to painful areas of your body. I usually tell people apply this nanotech hemp oil along with pregnenolone, if you have no open skin lesions, curcumin cream too, and it'll turn pain off topically. If you apply it to areas, it'll also help you mobilize fat. It's actually because people don't realize that obesity is actually a stress disorder of adipocytes, isn't it, in your skin.
Exactly.
And, of course, stress is a major factor driving every illness, including even diabetes. Stress equals free radicals, so this helps to block free radicals, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's an amazing product, and a lot of people, you know, they'll just carry it right with them in their pocket or in their purse, get into a stressful situation, get into traffic, get into whatever, and they'll just do a couple pumps, calms everything right down again, and life goes on. Good.
Where do you see the direction now? I think that one of the things I see that's very concerning is the spread of 5G networks, the overuse of cell phones that are higher and higher energy and frequencies. Mineral-depleted food, toxic vaccines, etc., toxic GMO food. And so more and more people are basically doing what's called epigenetic silencing. What this does is reverse that process, doesn't it?
Right.
It's gene activation. So if I give you a specific spectra, you can literally exercise on the gene, or even just do it separately. You can sit on it, lay on it. While you're not exercising, it'll transmit the frequencies through your body to turn your genes back on, because what's going on right now is we're living in a toxic world that literally silences our genetics. Interesting, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just getting worse all the time with more pesticides and pollution.
And also all of the drug addiction we have is a stress response. That's when we see people getting into opioids and other things and getting dopamine reduced and so on and sleep disturbances. It's stress hormones that are driving them from insomnia to addiction. Alcohol and other addictions are all driven by stress. And this nanotech hemp oil is the solution. It has no delta-9 THC, so it's not hallucinogenic. I'm very concerned because the industrial accidents and car accidents happening with people with marijuana is a major problem in all the states that have done this. And what they should be doing is authorizing hemp oil, not putting people in jail if they use marijuana, so don't criminalize it. But the fact is, don't go and push it so that, you know, here across Canada last week when they authorized and allowed marijuana, they ran out in, I think, 3 days. They ran out of marijuana across the whole country. That's how crazy it is.
I read that. Yeah. No, everyone wants to self-medicate.
Now, what I do in the morning is I get up and I get my 10 minutes on my, and by the way, 10 minutes is pretty intense, very intense when I turn up the high energy on the Sonic Life machine. I do an epigenetic treatment. Afterward, I go in my low ELF infrared sauna And boy, I'll tell you, that gets the blood moving. It's nitric oxide release, helps afterward. If I have a chance after I have my bath, I go in my mild hyperbaric chamber with ozone and oxygen concentrators, raise the oxygen about 5 to 7% more. And so that routine is very good. Sonic Life, infrared sauna, mild hyperbaric chamber with ozone and oxygen.
Right.
Yeah,
good combination
of things to help stimulate. And again, what people don't understand is we're living in a toxic world, so people are getting sick at younger ages, and even if they live as long, they're not living well in their last years, are they?
Right. Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I would like to see with some of the studies we did way back, and we were in adult living centers, different things, and it changed these people's lives. They were dancing, they wanted to live, they felt great, made some profound changes.
So contact me if you want to get a Sonic Life machine. Jim, we'll have you back the same time next week. Is that going to work?
That'll work.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Here, and we're talking about cardiovascular. I take at least 3 capsules twice a day and often put it in my drink. It is 7 synergistic herbs that improve perfusion, decrease plaque formation, lower blood pressure, decrease blood viscosity, increase the delivery of nutrients and oxygen to tissues, and improve the removal of toxins from tissue. Literally, basically, it's the master of health. So if you take any vitamins and nutrients, and you're delivering oxygen, and you're trying to prevent weekend warrior syndrome or muscle cramps and so on, and stress throughout your body, you have to take something that improves perfusion. In fact, you got to watch when you take this. If you're taking blood pressure pills, it'll often lower your blood pressure so low you got to back off your blood pressure pills or stop them altogether. So let's go through all the 7 synergistic herbs in cardiovascular so we can explain it, which the first is Vitaxin, which is similar to digoxin in some ways because it improves cardiac and mitochondrial-induced vascular contraction that pushes the blood away from your heart. And it's from the leaf and flower, not from the berry, which is the knockoff companies use the wrong part of the plant from the wrong continent. That's, you know, Extendivite, Heart and Body, Stress Art Drops, which are using basically stolen versions of the formula, but are not the original one and not from the right part of the plant. Let's talk about that. This is the Vitaxin. And what's the second component?
Vitaxin is a component of the hawthorn plant.
Right.
And as you mentioned, we use the hawthorn that is grown in Europe. Very important distinction, because there's different sources of it.
Not a Chinese or Central American version, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which is actually a different plant.
What's the second component?
The second component is garlic.
And it's not just garlic, it's aged garlic that has two actions. It lowers C-reactive protein and also lowers angiotensin-converting enzymes, because when your kidneys perceive that your perfusion is low, they secrete angiotensin-converting enzymes to increase your cardiac contractility and raise blood pressure to improve perfusion. And in fact, it's negative because what this does is drive up blood pressure. Next component is?
So then we have a cayenne.
Cayenne's going to help release nitric oxide. You have a 3-gas system. If your hemoglobin molecule doesn't have nitric oxide, it can't release the oxygen. So this helps your body release oxygen to the tissues. Next component.
So then we have the bilberry.
Small stylized 1-antioxidant above hydrogen. Hydrogen is the smallest antioxidant. So bilberry is the most dialyzable. It goes through all deep organs in your body to grab free radicals, because it's a free radical illness, heart disease. Next component?
We have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to improve microcirculation and help lower blood viscosity. So it's very important for brain perfusion, for perfusion of your solid organs and muscles. Ginkgo is very important. Now, it's one of the components they removed from the Canadian version, which we still have here in America, because the nanny state of Canada didn't want them to have something that they may not stop quickly enough before major surgery that might have increased bleeding. So most people, I think, have enough sense to stop this 2 days before they have big surgery. Next component?
The next component is the valerian.
It helps to balance the autonomic nervous system, so you go parasympathetic. So rather than stress or fight or flight, you call anti-stress or relaxation and healing. That's very important because most people are driven by stress every day. Next component?
So then we have the milk thistle.
It helps to stimulate detox, and your body is detoxing because all the toxic chemicals are damaging your artery wall and your heart muscle. And our toxic world, whether it's food additives or pesticides on food or just demineralization, we have an increased chances of toxic effects on our tissues. Heavy metals, volatile chemicals, pesticides, fluoridated water, etc. And this helps to detoxify by stimulating the primary detox pathways in your liver, etc. So that's pretty significant. So basically, improve perfusion, decrease plaque, decrease blood viscosity, allow oxygen to be released in the tissue, allow nutrients to deliver to the tissue, detoxify the tissues, and improve, basically, your overall health. So that way, people take and say, hey, my memory's better, or I don't get muscle cramps, or now my joints are not hurting as much, or hey, whatever other nutrients I take, they're being delivered to the target tissues better, because you need to deliver, if you don't have perfusion, you're not going to deliver those nutrients that you take by mouth, like vitamin Romax or whatever. Testimonials. What kind of testimonials can you quote? Because I can quote ones head to toe where people say, my vision got better, doc. I can think better. I don't get muscle cramps. My chest pain and angina stopped. My blood pressure dropped. I'm taking it because I'm diabetic and I'm not getting an amputation. You know, like my brother-in-law who's diabetic and not taking care of himself. Yeah, it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It also helps with healing. You know, if you're diabetic like myself, and you're not taking cardiovascular or anything to support your circulation, you're going to find that it's going to take you longer to recover after surgery. You get a cut, it's going to take longer to heal. And that's just simply because the blood isn't circulating as well as it does in a non-diabetic. So this helps to counteract that.
Yeah, it does. Now, what is diabetes? Diabetes is a free radical illness where your muscles stop using sugar or glycogen because it's only a few thousand calories and start using fatty acids. When that happens, it dumps sugar back into your bloodstream, and your liver, because of high insulin, tries to have high glucagon, which converts single carbon pathway to create out of protein sugar, and elevated stress hormones like cortisol. Also, you have three hormones that are balanced: elevated cortisol, elevated glucagon as a result of elevated blood insulin. And the insulin resistance starts basically in the muscle because of copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase 1 shutting down, which is a survival mechanism of ancient man several hundred thousand years ago when ice ages occurred or famines. And this process actually is trying to help people survive so their muscles will still keep working using fatty acids from stored fat rather than glycogen, which is only a few thousand calories. And the whole system goes haywire, and that's what diabetes is. It's basically a famine reflex that's now activated by the modern diet and modern society. And that's what we're dealing with here. And it's a free radical illness, which is why you have to reduce blood viscosity, improve perfusion, do all the other things. And, of course, we have nutrients for diabetes, diabetoline, leptin metabolic, berberstatin, biotin plus, et cetera, and glycemic drink, which has special things to block carbohydrates because elevated blood insulin, elevated blood sugar start the whole process going. And the muscles, when they shut down sugar, they start using fatty acids, and then your sugar backs up in your blood because your muscles are not using it. That's what happens in diabetes.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting. Hey, so in other words, it's a muscle disease. Diabetes is primarily a skeletal muscle disease.
Yeah, I actually like your description how it's an inbred response to famine, but we don't have famines anymore. So
right, but we trigger that reflex by our North American diet, which is elevated blood sugar and insulin, which is why insulinogenic foods like aspartame and Splenda are bad, or rapidly converted high glycemic index carbohydrates. So if you're diabetic, you have to eat low glycemic index, don't have aspartame or Splenda, and if you have a sweetener, have stevia or just like sugar, and make sure you have more of a ketogenic style diet, which is basically digestible non-hydrogenated fatty acids and fats and minerals of all types and so on, so you don't have insulin resistance. So we have chromium cruciferate along with our diabetoline, berpostatin, biotin plus, etc. And then the body responds and you reduce free radicals with things like long-acting Nutritrala, carnosine D-link, and cell detox glutathione, gamma E plus, and of course, very importantly, fat soluble thiamine. So you have to treat diabetes as a free radical illness. But what people have to understand with hypertension and heart disease, it's also a free radical illness. So anybody who's got heart disease and vascular problems or dyslipidemia, they're pre-diabetic with elevated free radicals in their body. Everybody with heart disease and hypertension is a pre-diabetic, believe it or not, everyone. Interesting, eh?
It is.
Yeah, they're all pre-diabetic.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're going to be a lot more simulcast shows here. In fact, I hope to do about a 15-20 minute show this weekend with you, Calby. You're from hisadvocates.org. What would you describe your organization as its primary goal?
You know, to help people to understand who they truly are under God, and that in this country we have multiple jurisdictions, one that is free, that literally is called an American, and one that is the surety, the collateral, the slave to a bunch of banks known as the United States citizen. That's what we do. We free people.
Right. And basically, and I'm going to go through the layers since Helena, the mother of Constantine, 1700 years ago, set up the so-called Catholic Church. The Catholic Church would be called the Druidic Church. The Druids actually run Earth for Lucifer, and the highest level Masons, okay? No matter what agency you talk about, whether they're Buddhists or Hindus or Baha'i, whatever, the highest level Masons in the world are all Druids. Now, well, people have to understand the law, as it said, a very good template for it is the Magna Carta. We've mentioned this in the past, and what the Magna Carta was is a deal between King John and the Bales, the people that own property. And like the Druidic culture, they consider their god Yabalon in the 17th York Rite, which is all high-level Masons pass through this in the Western world. And the York Rite basically means the creator god, or the Yah, or breath that created everything, is also co-equal with the Baal, who owns property, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, that resurrects every Christmas when the sun dances in the sky and comes back each spring. And what people don't understand, those two other names of the three-headed god they created, the Trinitarian god, which is an abomination, is Luciferic. 98% of what Lucifer does looks, tastes, and smells good. For example, the Corporation of the United States of America is the most powerful, quote, nation on Earth, but you're a piece of property. You're not a person in the system. And people should understand, I want to become no longer a piece of property where my birth certificate is chattelized against the national debt. What people don't understand, you are not even allowed under the system to own the land under your home because you're not a Baal. And in fact, if you look at the British Authorized Registry, which are the bar associations of most of the Western countries, and including China and Russia, 57 nations, The Bar Association is tied directly back to the Magna Carta and this deal between King John and the Bales of Greater England, isn't it?
Hmm. You know, you're a wealth of knowledge. I'm sitting here listening to you, trying to keep up. And, you know, is it just books that you've done and read over the years? Is it
and personal experience. And but basically what I want people to understand is that you have a lot of things to teach me, and I want to learn. One of the first things I want to learn is how to become a citizen of California that has actual property rights. And then I would like to eventually move my business into a trust so that it's no longer under the corporate seal and control of the IRS, etc. Because what I see happening is an abomination. People don't understand that we're layer upon layer. It started with Helena. Sunday worship was the first layer of the mark of the beast. The last layer is to hand over human consciousness by allowing cell phone companies and the government to know all your pre-crime thoughts in your head. And the cell companies have already authorized that within 5 to 7 years, and this is last year, so it's 4 to 6 years now, they'll be able to give you a game system so your kid can play Jumanji by not even having eyes and ears and hack directly into their cortex. I have right now on my desk AMD Athlon supercomputer custom made, and 2 weeks ago they authorized the new first AMD Athlon AI chip that's 100,000 times faster. And last year, as of Christmas last year, you could buy a headset to actually control your computer by thought. So you can actually control, instead of having the keyboard, you can actually think, and you can control the keyboard in response to the computer by thought. What they eventually want to do is work out the alphabet of the brain and the cortex so they can have bidirectional information. So you could download a language skill or even travel or go to a cyber brothel or a video game where you kill someone in cyberspace and you don't die. See, this is where we're going. We're getting there, and people say, you can't do that, Deagle. Look, they tried to recruit me to work on this at UCLA and DARPA 40 years ago, and I turned them down and said, you're crazy, I'm not going to do that, because I want to do research on multiple sclerosis. So people think, well, you can't do it. Look, there's areas of science that are so advanced, only people with very high IQs can understand even how the science can be accomplished, and there's very unethical people that are very smart that will actually do it. And that's the real big problem. People in the regular society think this is sci-fi and it can't be done. And in fact, much of this has already been accomplished decades ago.
You know, I was watching a video on the elements of what they were doing to help a quadriplegic be able to work with the computer using his thoughts. And
right.
The interesting part about the show, he said, it's more of a will to move the mouse than it is a direction, meaning he doesn't like think mouse move. He's picturing the mouse moving across the screen. Isn't that interesting?
Right. You have to create an image in it that basically is a non-localized harmonic resonance field that has a frequency pattern that's not localized to the individual neuron. And what the computer is starting to pick up is the what they call the memes of the cortical alphabet of movement, of image, of sound. And once the computer has that, people like Elon Musk, who has MindLink, or people the discoverer of the black holes,
the wormholes.
Yeah, basically, who died recently, he mentioned the danger of AI. And other experts, they've talked about the fact that the human race is going to start genetically engineered superhumans or directly merging with AI, artificial intelligence, as a supercortex. And people say, well, they say this is decades off. No, the problem is, we're already in the matrix. If you look at the social programs in America and their surveillance by us, by social media, and if you look at the intel agencies that already recruited people like Elon Musk is talking about, people like, for example, the head of Facebook. These people were recruited by our intel agencies because they wanted to create an interface and create an artificial world space of view. In fact, when I went to work at Sugar Air Force Base taking care of employees there at Falcon, Colorado, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs, they had a thing called Promise Software, and everybody within the First and Second World was a node. And they had a database of everything you'd like to buy and sell and everything you do. And you have no idea just how much data is being flowed into the system. Well, they built this giant facility in Utah, and they want to build 7 more like it just in the continental United States. And they're 7 times bigger than the surface area of the Pentagon. And they use so much water just to cool their computers that they actually cause a water crisis locally in Utah.
My understanding is they're writing to crystal instead of normal hard drives. And
that's right.
It's being written to with laser, and so they're able to hold millions of bits of terabits of data.
It's called zettabytes. Zettabytes.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, but
yeah, I know everything. I don't know some of it. See, people find it a little bit hard to say, Beagle, how far will you go? Well, I did a little farther than usual last Friday night for 2 hours. People say, can I ask you a question? Anything, Deagle, and you have an answer? And I said, yes. And I said, I know 15% of the answer, but God will give me the rest. But it integrates exactly with the information I need to learn from you and from your organization, because what I see you doing is you're telling the people of Earth, get out of Babylon the Great, mother of heartless and abominations and the earth, lest you say her in her curses. People don't realize what you're telling people to get out of is the mark of the beast. And it's coming in layers. The final layers may be less than a decade from now, when they basically can hack into your consciousness like the Minority Report and actually grab you for pre-crime, just for intents of your heart. So before you become a bomber like this guy Sayoc with all the so-called conservative things all over his car, which is, doesn't make sense, it wouldn't be destroyed, or before you become a murderer like the one in Pittsburgh killing these Jews, they'll know your pre-crime and actually arrest you before you even do something. That's right. Where things are going, isn't it?
Well, imagine just thinking about holding a gun, or just and what if guns are illegal in the future for future citizens, and you're thinking about purchasing a gun, and next thing you know, you're arrested, like that movie Pre-Crime with Tom Cruise. I mean, it's literally, you know, we're getting to this point of a danger, and they've already done this and convicted a guy in Canada who was being monitored based on his metadata, you know. And I did a show last night on metadata and on that center in Utah.
Right.
That center has the ability to hold 100 years of electronic communications for the world. One data center.
Right.
So the question I got to ask is data going to increase? Yes. Do we really need seven times that, you know? And no. What is Lucifer using it for?
It's basically luciferic omniscience to ape God, who's omniscient, omnipresent.
Bingo. You just hit it. That's the one thing Lucifer doesn't have. He doesn't have omnipotence, so he's trying to be like God.
And omnipresence. And omnipresence and omniscience. All present knowledge. This is aping the Creator God.
Right. And so,
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Get started. The simple process I want to do is start off with and get my citizenship straightened away for the state. Second thing I want to do is work on property rights, whether it's my corporation, my NutriMedical Corp. And I want people to understand what's going on is if you don't opt out of the system that's coming in layer upon layer, you're in. In other words, it's like high-level masonry. What they do is they do things and they actually do a thing called hoodwinking. They tell you what they're going to do to you, and if you don't understand it, you prove to the doers of this evil that you're a fit animal to be, you know, skinned alive intellectually and spiritually and used as a victim. On the other hand, if you understand that they show respect because you're either opting out because you understand what they're doing is damned evil, and it's anti-God, and may even look, taste, and smell good. For example, a lot of people love their cell phones. They like the idea of the cyber world.
Yeah.
Some kids down the road may like the idea they can play video games, or even go to a cyber brothel or warrior scheme in cyberspace where it's not just a screen in front of them, it's in their brain. And people don't realize this future is hell. It's literally hell on earth. And when you finally go to that final step of going into a cyberspace, your soul is lost. You're gone.
Huh. You know, you hit a key thing in the very beginning. We need to understand the word says we fail for lack of knowledge, and we fail for lack of understanding what the enemy is doing with us as a people in the simplicity of word and wordplay.
Right.
What I mean by that is, you know, when you look at the terms and terminology inside of quarter, you look at the terms and terminology of contracts. Are you a person? Are you a lowercase citizen? Are you what? And you're saying, oh yes, 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 and you're in a complete agreement to, because you're failing for that lack of knowledge.
Yeah,
of understanding.
You're proving you're a fit animal to be slaughtered.
Right. You're the sheep, and you're really
You just haven't taken braiding lessons yet.
So the. The reality is we have to, because the paperwork is 10% of this process. The transforming of the mind to get around every element of living in the private under God and removing yourself from being not just the surety from a paperwork standpoint, but having that mindset of a sheep, because so many people, even if you freed them, they would go back the first time they got in front of a judge and give it all back.
Right. People have to understand that unless you agree to the system, whether it's the IRS or these other systems, you're going to be a victim, and you're going to actually be considered a piece of chattelized property of Lucifer. That's why when he took Jesus high above the temple, he said, look, if you worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. And Satan still has control of the world, but his time is over. That's why it says in the Bible that Satan himself, Lucifer, knows his time is short, and woe to you worse than you see, for the devil has come down to you. He's not here yet, but he's coming. There's a war in the heavenlies right now, and that war is going to come to earth real soon, isn't it?
Yep, and when John, and just to prove what you said, when John was up in heaven looking upon the throne, he saw that the elders were weeping because nobody was found worthy to open up the scroll and to loose its seals. And that scroll is the title deed to the earth, not just the title deed to men's souls. So I really want people to understand, Yeshua didn't just come to buy the soul for your everlasting life. He came to buy the title deed for this earth, which is what that... was
right.
What he was found worthy to open up and loosen the seals of that scroll.
Right.
And so, and that's where all the elders threw their crowns down and fell down and worshiped Yeshua at that moment, because he was the only one by his shed blood, so it's already done.
Right. I want to point out something very important that people may or may not know. If you read the ancient Bible, and by the way, we have the Jewish version of the Bible, we don't have the Ephraimic version. There is a version from the other group of believers in Israel that still live there. Okay, and what do they call them? They call them I'm trying to remember the name of them.
I am too.
Yeah, but anyway, here's the situation. Yeshua is not just another prophet. He's actually the incarnation of the Creator God in the flesh. That's why I said the Logos or Yeshua was with God at the creation of the universe. There wasn't any angels at the creation of the universe. It was Yeshua.
Right.
So, in other words, he's not a separate God. He is the incarnation of God in the flesh, in our physical realm. The Elohim. And there's not a separate being called the Holy Spirit either. It's just God's presence inside you. So the seed Adam, every human being has three components. You have a physical body in the entropic world of destruction and time, time-space. And the king of time-space is none other than Lucifer. He's the king of the prince of the power of the air. And then the second component is the spiritual component, which is a component of consciousness. And you're connected to your soul or consciousness through the cord of living waters or the silver cord. And then there's a third part of you that's eternal. There's a portion of us that's the seed Adam of the Creator God. There's a portion of us that only allows us to exist because there's a portion of God in every one of us. Now, when you go to hell, you don't go to hell by being thrown in a place to play with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson and have hot drinks in hell. No. It's the withdrawal of the seed atoms, so you start to cease to exist. So the end of a relationship with God is called annihilation. People need to realize that.
Uh-huh.
And what's going on is our civilization is heading toward annihilation, because Lucifer knows he's going to be annihilated, and he wants to annihilate as many billions of God's children as he can. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. It's a geopolitical death. It's a property death. It's a death of enlightenment and new technology. It's an enlightenment of life extension technology, so we can live thousands of years. But even if we live thousands, the biggest deficiency in our civilization is a lack of wisdom. It says, I shall sow a famine in the land, God said. Not only a famine of bread and water, but of the Word. The Word isn't just the Bible. The Word is us. You and me, we're the Word. We're the living words of God. And the wisdom is that unless you have a relationship with God, you're nothing. You don't exist. You can't do good unless you do God. And what people don't understand, you can't have property rights unless you're in a godly relationship. And right now people are in an ungodly relationship because they're a piece of property of a state and a corporation owned by Lucifer, aren't they?
Well, property in itself is a trademark term owned by the corporation. You want land rights.
Right.
The element of what you were saying about hell is an interesting topic because the modern-day Christian doesn't understand the Old Testament does not talk about hell. It talks about different places like Sheol and so on. So people don't really have an understanding of what God's intent for believers are, except in Christianity, they want you to believe that hell is an eternal thing that you will burn and burn all day long.
Yeah, that's cruel. God's not like that. What it is that God, you start your relationship with God, eternity starts today. I'm an eternal being because I'm saved by grace and do what God's will is on earth. But I'm also living in the everlasting, which means a decaying world where I can age and eventually physically die. But still, there's a portion of me that's my soul and the eternal portion of me that serves God today. So I've already entered eternity. I don't have to wait to go to heaven. If you don't serve God today, you're not. And you're serving God by telling people the property rights that they're turned into property by not being aware that they've been scammed to by these corporations and governments. You're telling them to get out of Babylon, no different than getting out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the fires of Hades fall on them and sulfur balls burn their bones. People don't understand that what we're heading for, and we're not decades away, we're months and years away from disaster, aren't we?
Well, just to finish real quick on that one aspect, the element of hell, in my opinion, isn't eternal other than the fact that you will perish eternally.
Yeah, you perish, but you're not going to suffer eternally.
But there are some degrees of torment for people, and there is a degree of an afterlife, of an unheavenly afterlife for a period of time, and it's referred to with the word aeon, which is a period of an eon. We don't know what that is. It could be a day, it could be a month, it could be a thousand years. We don't know what that is.
Right. It's a period of time where basically you're aware that you're a temporal being and you're going to cease to exist. It could be a thousand or a million years. It doesn't matter. Eternity is much longer than a million years, so it doesn't matter how long that eon is. And the same thing as Lucifer. Who knows how long this being has existed? It could be quadrillions of years, but he's going to cease to exist. So for Lucifer, it's even more painful after living, say, 10 quadrillion years to cease to exist than someone who lives 100 and dies.
Hmm. Yeah. And this element of what we're talking about and coming out of her has nothing to do with your relationship with God. It has nothing to do with your eternal position with God. It has to do with your obedience to God.
Right. By the way, obedience is something that is a sign gift, because when you show obedience, it also shows you have a relationship. And when you have a relationship, it means you're already an eternal being. In other words, eternality is not something that's given because you're perfect. It's because you're perfectly obedient. In other words, you're trying to do what God wants you to. Even if you're screwing up, you're doing the best you can.
I never really thought about it before, Bill, but you're 100% right.
God wants the intentions of the heart. The intentions of the heart. So in other words, I'm just starting this process. If I died halfway through the intention, God says, you know what? You tried to clean up the garage. You did a poor job, but you did the best you could with the circumstances. I accept you as my son, and you'll continue in eternity. And by the way, the earth is going to be given over to good. The rapture, by the way, is not taking good out to send them to heaven. It's taking evil out. And by doing this action, which is hisadvocates.org, you're literally getting ready to be prepared to realize many people taken in the field or, you know, what is taken, they're not taking good out. They're taking evil. Evil is going to be taken out by its own actions, isn't it?
So why does modern-day Christianity skew that and say the opposite?
Because they believe Luciferic apostasy.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.